Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, if you are physically capable, make sure that you begin the meditation standing up with your eyes closed, your hands and arms free to your sides, and you are listening. Listening to the energy. Listening to the tiny whispers of your mind. Tiny not because of their irrelevancy, but because there are so many of them that each and every one is just thought. Sometimes they're very orderly and often they are very fast. You're listening to your breath and you're allowing your breath to guide you. I was asked a question in one of the classes, actually, that I've done with the children. The question was by the teacher. And the teacher asked, well, Eric, when we're doing the breathing, should we breathe from the nose or from our mouth? It's a good question. Should we breathe from our nose or from our mouth? And at first I was very happy that if a teacher is asking that question, that means that she was completely participating in the entire work. So that was very, very good. Then I turned back and I asked the class, I asked the children, I said, what do you think? Should we be breathing from the mouth or from the nose? Some thought from the mouth, some thought from the nose. And because I was teaching them at that day the breathing, the signs of breathing, how can we tell a person by how they breathe? What can we tell about them? Then we agreed, all of us, that we should just let the breath happen the way it happens, because very often when we are in stress or anxious, we would breathe a little bit more from our mouth because we need more air fast. And when we are more relaxed and calm, we would find that the breathing would happen deeper than before, and mostly coming from the nose. So it's really not just like postures and movements, just like thoughts. We're not controlling how we breathe, not from the nose, not from the mouth, but we're listening to how the breath happens, and the breath being a mere indicator, a mere postural change, another way in which we readjust and strengthen. And not necessarily only because of the oxygen of the breath, but also the posture of the breath. when we talk about breathing, let the breath happen, be it from the mouth or from the nose, or both. The mindset today, as we continue with our series of the mindset, is very, very simple. I want to keep it very simple today. And the mindset is touching the limitation. Very often, again, I'm saying simple, but it's simple maybe to present. But and even to understand, but then it's a lifelong journey to perfect, like most other things that we discover here together. There is an element of understanding, there's an element of embodying and perfecting and making our own. But the mindset today is touching our limitation. It's the dynamics of freedom. Inner freedom. And touching our limitations sometimes, actually, often, is agreeing to take ourselves out of our comfort zone. Because there's that comfort zone where we come into a meditation with certain expectations. We don't mean that. We just naturally come into it with that. And there's that safety of meditation. There's that soothingness of meditation. There's that, and here I'm saying, the mindset is to take ourselves outside of that comfort, that soothingness of what perceives to be meditation. Because we're not simply wanting to relax here. This is not a break from reality. This is a tool for growth. So we want to take ourselves here outside of the comfort zone so we can strengthen our position in our physical world. Because that's where we can see the evidence of the fruits of our labor. And I say only when we engage the mind in the level of freedom of being able to agree to touch your limitations, can we truly be effective in our meditation? What does it incur? It incurs to follow through maybe certain posture or movement, even though we don't yet understand the to allow certain element of surprise and even discomfort. There's that duality in discomfort sometimes when it feels right, but yet uncomfortable. I don't know how many of you have experienced that in the physical world, but very often you have gone to exercise, for example, and you have this pain, you know, following that exercise. But it's a good pain. It seems like it, you know. Or you may have other examples for that. Where you take a posture in our meditation, and it may be awkward, it may be a little different, maybe on your knees, with your head pressing against the floor, or shoulder against the floor, or something different. It's uncomfortable, but it feels right. Bent over backwards somehow. And by allowing that to be part of your meditation, coming with a mindset of total freedom, but more so touching those limitations. Dynamic freedom. Inner. Raise the energy a little bit higher. Let you work through this. Relax even more into your posture. Relax even more into your movement. Let it take you. Let us go through the physical body and acknowledge that mindset, kind of practice it, make it into a physical experience. As every thought that we have, every emotion that brings to a thought, every karmic change that brings to an emotion, and brings to a thought, actually materializes, it becomes physical in our brain. And then the rest of the world begins resonating for us that change, because we talk about the world being our mirror in which we recognize only that which is clear to us, only that which we already know we recognize in the world. And therefore, it's not that the world is a mirror, it's just that's all we see in the world. That's all we notice, what is important. And the agenda today is what seems to be what we notice, like, coming out the famous saying, you go to a car dealership and you come out and every second car looks, you find that it's exactly that car which you just looked at. And it's because you didn't pay attention before, and now you're just noticing that which is fresh in your mind. And the same thing here, that every karmic change, every energy change that we are going through, change creates an emotional response, follows by a true biological change in the brain, but then at the same time, suddenly the world is changing, the way we see it, the way what we notice, what becomes important, suddenly changes. And the internal relationship, not only our relationship with the world changes, not only our relationship with other people changes and how we respond to them and they respond back to us, but also our internal processes, our digestion, our immune system, our rejuvenation, our youthfulness, our desires, our formulation of goals, our outlook on challenges and choices that we make, our perception of our past and that which has happened in our past that is still resonating, all of those things suddenly become the evidence of that little bit of change. And therefore, every mindset takes another layer off the global limitations. Global limitation. Global means that all the details that could possibly be holding us back, on those details there's like a veil. And each mindset unveils and makes it clear and brings it power. So here it is. Let's take it into the body and practice it. Now, of course, with inner keys, as inner keys become the ultimate tool to the expression of your freedom and to materializing our intentions. Here's the first inner key, very simple. I want to receive a lot of energy. To reach a dynamic inner freedom and touch my limitations in my head and my neck. to reach a dynamic inner freedom and touch my limitations of my head and my neck. That should encompass some of those elements. Beautiful, and let it go. Excellent energy here. Wow. If you're listening to this live in the morning, that's amazing, because you're doing amazing for the morning. If you're in a replay, excellent. You can sense that too, I know. Beautiful. This is how we grow. Another mindset. Here's the next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. To inspire a dynamic inner freedom and touch my limitations and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. Inspire dynamic inner freedom and touch my limitations in my hands, arms, and shoulders. Beautiful. Excellent. Next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy to inspire a dynamic inner freedom and touch my limitations as I fill my chest cavity. Beautiful. Next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy and inspire a dynamic inner freedom and touch my limitations and fill my upper abdomen. I'm saying inner freedom, because that's where it begins. But let's not forget the outer freedom of where we complete the posture and the movement and the stillness. Beautiful. Next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy to inspire dynamic inner freedom and touch my limitations and fill my lower abdomen. Fill my lower abdomen. next to her key. I want to receive a lot of energy, to inspire my inner freedom, touch my limitations, and fill my legs and feet. Don't forget the outer freedom. Don't forget. Beautiful. Final key for this meditation. Let's put even more trust in the process. In the process. Not in the outcome. The outcome is not in our hands. Not as much as putting that trust in the process. The more trust we have, the more relevant the outcome will be to our need. Here is the final inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice assertively. I want to receive a lot of energy, inspire my inner freedom, touch my limitations, and fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine. And simply listen. That's all you need to do once you give the inner key. Listen. And allow it to become you. On all levels, agree that inner freedom and touching the limitations are not only on the physical, are not only in the mind, are not only in the breath, are not only on the levels that you can rationalize, but on all levels. And therefore you don't limit your change. That makes sense. Dynamic inner freedom and touching limitation is not defined by our knowing or understanding. It is really undefined, and we like it that way. That's freedom. I want to thank you for being here today. As always, if you have a few more moments, please, please, please stay with this energy. It will do good for you. Otherwise, if you're ready to go into your day or into your night, wherever you are and whatever time it is. It is a pleasure to be here with you, and we will undoubtedly meet again real soon, embody, internalize, and take it into your day. My name is Eric Feldman. This is a Daily Karma, Daily Morning Meditation. Congratulations. Bye-bye.